Attorneys general from all 50 states have settled their price-fixing suit against five of the country's largest CD distributors. Also involved are retailers Tower Records, Transworld, and Musicland. The companies will donate $75 million worth of CDs to libraries, schools, and other nonprofits. Consumers who overpaid for music will share slightly more than $67 million. A Marquette University economics professor says it's good news for schools because they'll get something of value. But Stephen Crane says consumers may only get a few bucks. Some may get a few cents.
When you consider the total number of people who purchased CDs over the period where the alleged price fixing took place, and you net out the various court costs and things, and then you divide that all out, the odds are that your basic individual consumer CD buyer isn't going to see a whole lot of money out of this.
Still, Crane says it is significant that organizations like BMG, Sony, and Warner Electra Atlantic didn't admit they did anything wrong.
Well, they have a strong interest in not admitting guilt because there's no track record that can then be used, no evidence that could then be used against them in a private suit. Private individuals have the right to file suit under the antitrust laws.
If individuals are successful in an antitrust suit, they can collect triple damages. The process by which consumers can apply for reimbursement will be outlined later this year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.